Bam!
This is fun. Oh, I'm still gonna play this with my wife. Not with my child, because the FMV-ness of it, I think it will make it too scary of an experience for a child. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. And this is the game. Nope. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to check out a little bit of Until the Last Bullet today, which is a arcade shooting gallery game with FMV elements. This just looks wonderful and dumb, and I'm so excited for it. Forever Entertainment put this one out. They were kind enough to send me a copy here. Bar shows the current status of your health. When it drops to lower values, the effects appearing on the screen will make targeting more difficult. It's impossible to boost your health again during gameplay. The number of bullets in the magazine varies with the type of weapon used. The reloading rate and the power to strike opponents also change. To reload the weapon, press ZL. To fire, press ZR. Okay. After the explosion, grenade will deal 50% damage to all enemies on the screen, awarding 50 points for each of them. Grenades renew themselves one by one, each one within 30 seconds. You can use them at any time by pressing X. Okay. In addition to ranged weapons, you also have a knife. You can use it at any time. To use it, aim at your opponent and press B. Deals a small amount of damage, but has a very low cooldown. Tabs displaying current, used, and owned weapons. Free to change them during gameplay, but you cannot change them while reloading. Shoulder buttons change weapons. Okay. And then gas cylinders explode. If the level has more than one perspective, the radar lets you know which side your opponents are currently coming from. To change sides, press A or Y. Okay. Primary type of opponent are those in melee combat. They have different movement speeds, and some of them, referred to as bosses, also have increased hit points. Depending on where you hit them, you'll receive a different number of points. Okay. Hang on, wait. Can I only aim with the D-pad? Some opponents attack at a distance, throwing rocks or Molotov cocktails. You can shoot them as they fly towards you. No. Wait, options. You better have gyro control. Gyroscope. Yeah. Gyroscope. On. Oh, it ain't... Okay. It aims with your left Joy-Con, but you shoot with your right. Oh, that's... No. Oh, no. Oh, no. That can't be right. No. Really? Okay. Hang on. That can't be how it works. What are you talking about? Controls. Oh, it's because I have two controllers connected. Oh, okay. It's because I have two Joy-Cons connected. What I need to do is I need to go disconnect my left Joy-Con. Hang on. And we're just going to turn on the right Joy-Con. And then go back to the game. Well, let me have just one Joy-Con. It says I need two. Single player, new game. Single Joy-Con's also supported. Okay. All right. Now we're in single Joy-Con mode. Select orientation. Yeah, this one. Then it switches me back to double Joy-Con mode. What in the world? Oh, I left my gameplay off. Okay. Watch with me, friends. Be confused with me. Okay. New game. Empty slot. Easy. Okay. Single Joy-Con also supported, so we're going to turn on one Joy-Con. Press this button. Okay. We're going to choose orientation. Ah! Yeah. That. Okay, I had pressed the wrong button. I pressed the back button instead of forward. All right, we're going to try this. It says Wetedy, which presumably means then. My name is Billy, and I think I can describe myself as a young, ambitious, self-reliant man. You see, this is FMV of Billy typing. Billy, pause, come to dinner. You can't pause it, Mom! He's playing a game. Well, almost, he says. At least until the day the world has changed for all of us. Get dressed, we're leaving. Did you hear me, Billy? We're leaving, come on. What, again? We're leaving, and it seems like the end of the world. He looks out the window. There's lights flashing. I thought that the oldies were causing the world to end, but what I'm seeing is beyond anything I could ever imagine. We used to live in what had to be the quietest street in town. The only problem were the neighborhood's incessantly barking mongrel, who day in and day out tried to bite the ankles of the old man returning from the shop while leaning on his walker. Poor man couldn't keep up with mending his trousers. He eventually gave up and cut the legs off below the knees, but after a month of no trouser protection, his calves began to look as if they had a close encounter with a lawn strimmer. After the outbreak and mutation, the grandpa threw away his walker and started running as if he got a second lease of life. And then it wasn't just his little stalker who lost his legs, but also its owner. Whoa, Billy. He looks like he's gonna throw up. People busy with their daily routines at first did not even notice the wild stares of their neighbors and relatives. He's turning on the TV. Not until a dozen or so passerby were severely battered and bitten. TV stations begin talking of some sort of anomaly. My parents, seeing terror deepening in the streets, quickly fled, heading for their holiday home far outside the city. It was as if they were on another planet where the mutants would never find them. I, as the current lord of the manor, decided to stay and defend our property. The government told everyone to stay at home and hold out for 2 more weeks. In that time, the authorities were to get the situation under control. However, time passed, and things only seemed to get worse. My stomach started to digest itself. Nothing in the fridge. The fridge was completely empty. There's 2 eggs in there, I can see them. Every time I opened it, I felt the growing emptiness in my heart. There was no sign of help arriving from anywhere. People were barricading themselves in their homes. If the mutants noticed someone hiding in a house, they knocked very incessantly on the doors and windows and tried to get in through any openings they could find. Oh, someone's knocking on one of his doors. They were like a gang of incessant salesmen, but you could not ignore them. Because sooner or later, they would open the door or window without asking. Oh man, the picture of a zombie in a door. I could not wait any longer. I had to do something. It was a really interesting blend of art styles. As chance would have it, she knocked on my door. The beautiful blonde-haired girl from next door, Aria. Like any woman, she can be explosive at times, but at least she can be diagnosed. She's the woman I want to spend my life with. She just doesn't know it yet. She's wearing, like, cool gloves and a trench coat and beating zombies with a bat. I told myself that I would do anything for her, even lose weight. To this day, I'm determined to do it, meaning I'll start tomorrow. Unfortunately, right next to her was Walter. Uh-oh. Walter's wearing camo and has a shotgun or a rifle. This burly old man from the neighborhood who hated me as much as I hated him. He is said to be a war veteran, but he refused to tell anyone what war he fought in. He refers to himself as the brains of this team, but in reality, he's just a pain in the ass. We presume that he either shoots with blanks or is short-sighted, as he's never hit a mutant yet. Nevertheless, I didn't give it a second thought and tagged along with them. Now... What a fun opening. We've recently reached a small village where we are searching for food. This is very risky as there are factory ruins nearby, which often serve as nests for mutants. These are places where hundreds of them can congregate. This morning we lost contact with Aria. Walter was furious, of course, and I nearly had a heart attack. Couldn't leave it like this. Despite the huge risk, I walked closer to the factory and found her shawl. smells it.
Aria.
I already knew that she was most probably inside. Without stopping to think, I followed her in. He pulls a gun out, a pistol. He's wearing a leather jacket and cargo pants. He's gotten a little bit cooler. All right, here he goes into the building. This is fun. Level 1, the first contact. Hold the button to skip. Why would I skip FMVs? All right, he's creeping into the factory. He's got his pistol out in front of him. He stumbles on some rocks. He's holding, like, the barrel of the pistol? I don't know if you're supposed to actually hold the barrel. Okay, that grip seems better. There's a shambling mutant over there. Don't... Okay, he tries to run past it, but the mutant zombie guy turned around and looked at him. He says he saw me. What happened? Would you not like to say hello? Shoot this fucker. All right, he runs out, builds the gun up, and he takes a shot. Loading. Okay. It's... What the... How is this aiming working? What in the world? Oh. Okay. What in the world is happening with my controls? Where was... how do I change how I'm holding this? Because I think it wants it held like this? Like this, if you're watching the video version. I did a bad job. Main menu. I did a bad job when I started the game. Okay, now I have to turn two controllers on in order to navigate the menu. Okay. Single player, load game, nope. New game, easy. Single Joy-Con supported. Okay, that's what we want. Select orientation. That I assume. Maybe this one? I mean, I assume you'd hold it like this, like you're pointing it, so that your trigger is pointed forward, right? Isn't that where you would hold it? There we go. Okay. Come on out, zombos. So the zombies are FMV that just, like, fade into existence in front of you. Reload. Ah! No! Oh! Okay. Stab, stab, stab! Oh man, okay. Okay. Stab, stab, stab. I stabbed a rock out of the air. That was cool. Alright. Stab! This is fun. Oh, I'm still gonna play this with my wife. Not with my child, because the FMV-ness of it, I think it will make it too scary of an experience for a child. But I'm gonna play this with my wife for sure. Damn! So, we're just in a single view. Oh man! The zombies are kind of in the environment, but they're not really. They don't really look like they're in the environment. They're just kind of here. But who cares? It's stupid and fun. Oh, out of ammo! Stab, stab, stab! Stab! Stop punching me, zombie! Why is this zombie doing, like, boxing moves? Alright, we finished that level. And we see the zombies getting Billy, and he tackles him to the ground, and he's, like, breathing on his face. Billy stands up, he brushes himself off. Kills 18. Accuracy 79%. Headshots 37. Shots in the torso 7. Shots in the arms are like 6. 0 deaths. Continue. This game's fun. Level 2, a risky climb. Always running up some stairs. So did somebody, did he shoot the zombie that tackled him? I assumed we were going to see somebody else shot the zombie, but I guess Billy did that all on his own. He's winded after like 3 stairs. Oh gosh. This is absurd. Okay, I think we're on the landing of the staircase this time. Okay. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you can take a stab and that's what you can do. It's definitely not quite light gun in the aiming. Like, I don't feel like I'm aiming quite at where I'm hitting, but you're moving the reticle around with the gyro, which works. I think I could, there was options for, this lady's got a nasty high thing going on. I don't like that. There's options for gyro sensitivity, which maybe if I messed with, would make that feel better. Ah! Oh gosh, reload. This is so dumb. I love it. Ooh, that zombie was throwing a Molotov cocktail at me. I'm sorry, where does a zombie get a Molotov cocktail? I'm on fire. Whoa, you just popped up right in front of me. I didn't like that. How much health do you have? I forgot I have grenades. Ah! Oh gosh, I'm low on health. There's zombies down at the bottom here. I can't even see because it's so dark. And there's one who keeps popping out and throwing shit at me. It takes a lot of headshots to kill some of these zombies. I think maybe that was the boss of the level. Yeah, okay. Back to FMV. Billy looks around. Oh, what's that? He looks down at something. Kills 25, accuracy 70%. Okay, continue. Level 3, a dead end. I think we're going to leave it there. Is it good? Is it good? I can't answer that. I can't answer if it's good. Is it fun? Yes. Did Billy just find a submachine gun conveniently leaning against the wall? Yes, he did. Yes, he did just find that. He's talking shit to his buddy on the mic on the walkie about it. He said, "I found a gun. Maybe you'll finally hit something with this one." And now Billy's running up some more stairs. Ah, oh, Billy. I think it's a dead end. I have to hide somewhere. Very stupid game. Fun. Oh, his buddy on the mic says, he said, I'll have to hide somewhere. And his buddy on the mic says, with your size, you don't stand a chance. That was rude. Rude. Well, he's going around. Oh, he's hiding behind a wall. Apparently that's where we're ending. It's like no zombies in the FMV sequence. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for watching, friends. This is a fun one. Definitely, it's exactly what it looks like. It is a cheap, weird, silly FMV shooter game with a zombie girl slapping me in the face. until next time, friends. Tap A and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.